escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Adam Schefter just sending out this report saying several teams have spoken to the Cowboys about a potential Micah Parsons trade, and for the first time, the Cowboys appear to be willing to at least listen. Sources tell me this is usually about one or two steps before we get the new contract for Micah Parsons.
Jerry Jones also has put out what he believes he personally negotiated, like the deal that everyone's been like, so what did you guys talk about before? And that would have paid Micah $40.5 million per year. So I mean,
pauper's check.
At some point, you're like, Micah, be a little reasonable here. Because $40 million is Myles Garrett territory. That's right at TJ Watt territory. Mm-hmm. Micah Parsons is great. He's not TJ Watt. He's not Myles Garrett. He's more like Max Crosby, which is around like $36 million in that range. So like if we split the difference, he already turned down the best offer I think he should be getting.
I think he is in Myles Garrett range. I think he is. By the way, I would put TJ Watt closer to Max Crosby.
Maybe right now for this upcoming season, if you do the past 3 years, I still think Micah Parsons is below Myles Garrett, though. There's a difference there to me.
I think, listen, in fairness, this is...
Just because of the double team rates and everything associated with it.
This is just the finest of differences between truly great players. I think Max Crosby deserves more than what Max Crosby got. And I don't think TJ deserves more what TJ got, but TJ got more than Miles. So I think if Miles is going right in March, if that's become TJ's going right, I think Micah deserves more than TJ. So like $42 million a year? Called even?
I mean, but so we're doing this whole big deal, this whole song and dance for the difference of just $1.5 million per season over a 5-year deal. I mean, it's not nothing to sneeze at, but it's also enough to be like, oh, so maybe you really just want to play for a different team.
No, I don't think it's that. I think he just wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, which I think he's one of the rarefied players. I think Miles deserves to be in that conversation, too.
Now, have you heard the rumors over the previous 48 hours or so of the new team that is feeling like they're number one in charge?
I know Green Bay was
exactly right.
Oh, so they're back into it?
So not only that, there are Packers fans that in the past 24 hours have been tracking flights. And like they're doing the tracking of the flight. And honestly, in another weird turn of events, they're crediting Kay Adams as one of the getting this ball rolling because she interviewed Micah Parsons she interviewed Jordan Love, and in there Jordan Love had hinted about how he'd been recruiting Micah Parsons and how he really thought a deal could get done, like something in those horizons, and then it just sent Green Bay in a tizzy.
So does she get blamed if they don't get him?
It's an odd mix with her. She only gets credit when things happen and no one ever blames her when things don't. I saw an AI
image.
She
is incredibly lovable. Like she just likes football and she's got a great person personality. So of course.
I saw an AI image of her with a statue built outside a Lambo. So like they're really calm about this, Nick. They're really taking this
life
in stride.
Size, or is it like the Tom Brady, which is like 19 feet tall? I don't think Kay's that much of an egomaniacal maniac.
That would be funny, though. That would be funny if all of a sudden she just got enough credit for the actual trade that they're like, hey, here's a statue.
It's funnier for her because she's so tiny. Now, so we'll keep you up to date with the latest on Micah Parsons. That's the latest we have of right now. We'll see if a trade develops. But the big talking point this week has become about Arch Manning and the hype with Arch Manning ahead of Ohio State and Texas. It started with Jordan Rogers on Get Up and ESPN, but we had Danny Cannell on yesterday, former college football quarterback. I think he had a couple dalliances with the NFL as well. Now, you know, SEC college football. And we asked him if the Manning hype was over the top. Here's where Danny went.
I think it's so over the top. Like, it's impossible. Like, I feel bad for Arch Manning because he really hasn't asked for any of it. And I do have to give him a ton of credit because I think he's handled it really, really well. Like, he's said and done all the right things, and yet media just gravitates to him. I cannot remember. Like, Tebow had some hysteria, but that was really after they won the championship and he won the Heisman. Then it sort of blew up. Same thing with Johnny Manziel, who had hysteria around him, but that was sort of after he broke out. Nobody even knew who Johnny Manziel was when he took over the starting role for A&M. I kind of have to go outside the sport of football and look at a guy like LeBron James, who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a high schooler, to remember anybody with this sort of expectations heaped upon him. And I think it's impossible for him to meet those expectations. I think if the sky is the limit for what he could be, but I think it's going to be much more of a roller coaster ride for Texas, which is why I actually have them at 9-3 and missing the playoffs.
So I think Danny's comparing it to the wrong person, although I do think Tebow's an interesting one, but like, I think we're talking about hype before somebody hits the field. And mm-hmm. to me, that's huge recruits. That's Jamarcus Russell right before he went to LSU. The other one I was thinking, and cause it's huge recruit with huge expectation, huge brand going into this, goes to a huge school. Trevor Lawrence into Clemson was the other one I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, because there's really only been, when you think about quarterbacks that way, I always think Trevor Lawrence, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck are the big three that in the previous 35 years have just come with the biggest amount of fanfare you possibly can. But I don't know. I kind of like his LeBron take. I do. Because then it had me thinking about LeBron, which had me thinking about Bryce Harper, which had me thinking about Tiger Woods. Now, the difference here is that Arch Manning, although we like played clips of his in high school, he didn't go to an IMG Academy. He didn't go to that big school in Vegas where everyone seems to go. Like, he went to just a very run-of-the-mill high school that isn't even, in football parlances, isn't considered like the greatest place in the world to even go for football. And so, like, I feel like he was... It was more relaxed a couple years ago than what it is since he arrived on campus.
Yeah, and it's been interesting. I think having Quinn Ewers, who is a Texas legend, but I mean even more so after going from Ohio State and to Texas, like I think the Arch Manning noise didn't start to last year when Quinn Ewers stopped looking like a potential Heisman candidate and was dealing with injuries and all this other stuff. I don't feel bad for Arch though. I mean, if you didn't want this circus, you could have gone to a different school. If you don't want the hype, you don't go to one of the 10 great true blue bloods in all of college football.
Oh, he's not going to hurt himself going to like Western Kentucky or something just to try to avoid the noise.
His uncle went to Ole Miss. With love and respect to Ole Miss, that circus is not the same thing as with the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember how highly recruited Eli was. I'm sure he had a lot of people that were after him. He wasn't Peyton. We all know that, and it didn't bear out that way either.
But even Peyton in Tennessee is.
He did go. He visited Ole Miss. I remember when he did that, and but even with Ole Miss, he'd still have all the attention in the world on him. Like Texas is a different beast. I'm not going to deny that. Texas is, Ohio State is. Mm-hmm. There's definitely certain schools that just bring that much more to the table. But Arch Manning, I think, he'd be just as large at Ole Miss. He could go to Arkansas and he'd still have a bunch of eyeballs on him.
I don't know, but I think putting the Manning brand with Texas elevates this 5%. 10%. I'm making up a number that is honestly unprovable. But my point is, I do think it takes it to just that next level.
Oh, he wouldn't have Ohio State week one if he didn't go to Texas.
Yeah.
Which, so like, that's
this
a difference.
Game is another thing that elevates. I will say, though, The kid, to this point, at every opportunity we've seen him, has teased that the hype around him isn't fake. So, like, I think because he didn't look like, I don't know what, Peyton Manning in his final year at Tennessee last year, that people are like, well, pump the brakes. It's like, no, he played his second year in college, and he looked like...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like a second-year college quarterback lot of upside.
So that's the difference, though, is that anyone that I trust in the scouting community and everything like that, when they saw even just the 95 attempts, they point to that and say within those 95 attempts, you saw first-round ability and first-round talent. And I think that's what kind of gassed this whole thing up, is the idea that even though it was such few opportunities and such few throws, and you got to take the actual results and push it to the side, what they saw was impressive enough and did have the traits of a first rounder that has them as excited as they can get.
Here's Jordan Rodgers on Get Up talking about that hype and all the things we're just talking about right here.
The hype doesn't match the tape. There are good things, and there are some good things, but the tape to me doesn't tell you got a first round draft pick or a top 10 or a number one overall draft pick or a Heisman hopeful. I think he's going to go into Ohio State and he's going to struggle because he hasn't played anybody. The last time we saw him against a really good defense was Georgia, and he looked out of place, right? He looked really good against UTSA, Louisiana Monroe, and Mississippi State, the worst defense in the SEC. I think there's still a lot for him to grow and a lot we need to see.
Now, part of the reason why we play Jordan Rodgers is because he's the only person that will say this right now. Like Jordan is the only person we can find that is saying those type of statements right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I how do I go contrarian and say, well, how many people just don't want to piss off the Mannings? I would push back on Jordan and say 68% completion percentage, about 1,000 yards passing, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions on 90 attempts. It doesn't look awful. It's weird to me. Like I don't listen. If Arch was 6 feet tall and 210 pounds, I don't think he'd be getting the NFL hype, but he's built like a prototypical quarterback. He's 6'4", about 220 pounds.
His arm looks the part. He looks the part.
And he does have the Manning brand attached to him, and that doesn't mean he wouldn't flop in the NFL, but this idea that this is hype, to me, hype is when he never played a damn game. To me, hype was when he played at a non-distinct high school.
Right.
Like, to me, hype was when it was his uncles talking about him, and his grandpa really didn't talk about him until he got to Texas. But because I think he was trying to protect the kid. But like, or reporters talking about him on the recruiting trail. Like, I'm not saying that he's fulfilled the hype yet, but I think we should at least wet the beak and say it has been. There's enough here to be excited about what you're going to see on Saturday, and I do think that Manning brand, I think it is something you can trust more than the Oh my gosh. Oh, who's the guy that Kurt Warner's kids, who have been nice college football players, but
the one's now a starter.
Yeah, the EJ.
Right? Is that his name?
I think it's a Temple.
Is that the school? I saw the graphic at Temple. I thought it was like a Marshall or somewhere is where my brain is going with that.
Two of his boys have been to a couple schools.
These are the type of bits I love, because both me and you could easily just Google it, yep. And neither one of us want to, nope. So we'd rather just talk it out.
EJ at Fresno State.
Oh, we knew, of course. He actually did start at Temple then. That's why when you said Temple, I was like, no, man. Or did I say Temple?
You said Temple. I said Marshall. I don't even know if there's any equation of Marshall
People
at all.
People have said that Fresno State is the Marshall of the Pacific.
You know what it was, though? It was one of those like graphics that just popped up, and I just saw on social media extremely quickly, and that's all I did with it. EJ Warner. Oh, very unfortunate in a couple different equations that I don't want to talk about right now.
All right, we'll talk about that off the air.
I don't want to talk about it now.
Now, here's one angle we haven't gotten to. I'm absolutely watching this weekend and looking, is this guy going to come out in 2026? How close to ready we are? With respect to Grandpa Arch, who said he's not coming out, and respects to Grandson Arch, who said, we haven't made a decision. I'm just here to live in the moment and be a college kid. There's no way that for the rest of this kid's career, we're not watching him and evaluating him game by game, throw by throw, minute by minute, championship by playoff game by not a championship or playoff game, whether it's hype or if it's just the Manning brand.
I mean, I'm telling you, like it's not me saying this. This is other people that do this for a living. What they saw in the 95 pass attempts, they were really, really impressed with. By the way, you're going to like this, okay? EJ Warner committed to play college football at Temple initially over offers from Colorado State, Hawaii, and Marshall.
Oh, so you did remember it.
How about that?
I like to think we all get partial credit on this.
I think we all get a little bit of credit. Nobody got any smarter or wiser or did anything to help themselves.
And nobody gets 100% credit.
No, not at all.
But here's your shekel of credit. Well, here's my shekel.
If you're
Mac, you get nothing.
If you're EJ Warner, don't you have to just think to yourself, like, I'm leaps and bounds ahead of where Dad was. Like, Dad is like at the same age as Dad.
He's not bagging groceries. So
that's what I'm saying. At the same age as Dad, Dad was bagging groceries thinking he was done. Like, if you're an NFL team, don't you have to think I'm hitting my actual growth around like 22 or 23?
Is that the listen?
That's what I'm selling.
Eighth year in college, I will be good enough to be the Iowa Barnstormer starting quarterback.
I mean, I'm stock options here. Okay, you just play the long game. Let's see how this whole thing plays out with me. EJ Warner,
216-474-0092. Are you watching Arch Manning with designs on 2026 here in Cleveland? And the beak has been wetted enough to say, I think we're on the eventual train with Arch Manning. I see no reason to believe that it's been off the track in any way. There is one thing I cannot do with Arch Manning, and it might involve the Cleveland Browns, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.